are doing Roll20, is basically drawing a mat on your computer,
mm-hmm.
which I particularly don't, I guess it depends because I've seen some really good designs using Roll20 where they actually have like what looks like a real cave. And if you pay the extra money on Roll20, you can have the fog of war light effect, light up the room and everything. And that's really cool too. But a lot of people that I see, it's just like, here's a box that I drew. Here's this room that you're in. Go.
Right. Well, you see, there's something to be, there's actually a lot to be said for that, I think.
Why is that?
The less realistic your mini or your mat or your anything looks,
mm-hmm.
the more your imagination fills in the gaps.
Sure.
And the more realistic it gets, then that's more how your thing looks.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, as much as, you know, I paint the minis and I do all this, and I used to be really, you know, painting my minis for my RPGs.
Yeah.
And now I paint the minis for my board games.
Yeah.
Because the RPGs, I would rather just play in my head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a spoiler to say that that yellow light scenario ends with a dramatic.
Yeah, it's a dramatic ending.
Combat-ish, right? Kind of thing.
Yeah. You
know, to which we had nothing.
There was no map or any of that stuff.
And I'm sure everybody had a slightly different vision of that, probably a significantly different vision in each of the players' heads.
Right.
But it was a vision and probably a pretty cool one, cooler than anything I could have painted up in front of them, you know?
Right.
And it's, you know, in that scenario had, you know, a cast of hundreds. I mean, there mm-hmm. were, you know, it was little individual things going on in the midst of massive chaos.
Right, right.
Which you could never depict properly.
Oh, no.
Could never come close. And that's important because when you, okay, so if you go, okay, I'm going to do my dungeon
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be these little tiles
mm-hmm.
and all the little walls, and maybe I'll paint some moss on the wall to give it a little bit of an atmospheric effect. It's amazing how that little bit of moss becomes the only atmospheric effect that really happens,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And really what happens is that you paint a little moss on the first couple of these, and then you realize I don't have time to paint a little moss on all of these, so I'm going to...
Some people do, though.
Make them... Yeah, but not you and I.
No, you and I do not.
Yeah, we're not going to be
That 3D printed giant monster that's sitting out there by the refrigerator and the TV, I had somebody else. I had John paint that. I was like, John... Yeah. Here's a monster that I 3D printed. Why don't you paint it? You know, do whatever you want, and then maybe we'll use it, maybe we won't, but I just want to see what you can do with it.
Yeah.
And just gave it to him, and that was it, because I didn't have time to do it. Right. I didn't know what I was doing, so.
Yeah.
And he did a fine job on it.
Yeah.
But you're right, I wouldn't have had the time to do that.
Yeah. And so what happens when you throw down a bunch of these tiles,
mm-hmm.
right? So all of your rooms are square or some version of square.
Right.
All